Tom, diabetes and cancer, I mean, what's so controversial?
What's controversial about it is that the global health agenda is already at risk of being cut due to the economic downturn. We're not really doing even what we want to do with contagious diseases.
Diseases like
AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis. Most of the people who are infected with HIV who can use these drugs aren't getting them. And now we're talking about expanding the global health agenda.
They're not getting them in, we were talking poor countries in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and it's because there's not enough money to give them the drugs?
Let's just talk about AIDS, I mean, because that's just one of the many problems out there. And we wanted to get everybody who's HIV infected on these anti-AIDS drugs. We weren't, even when the economy was doing well, and we're going backwards now.
And so now this meeting's, people are saying, hey, people are also dying of cancer and diabetes in the same countries?
Yeah, and the argument is that cancer, diabetes, many of these chronic diseases kill more people than AIDS, TB, and malaria. And so why aren't we treating these diseases? Why are they not on the global health agenda?
And for this meeting, I looked at the list of people who are supposed to be in town, not only Ted Turner, Mr. United Nations, I guess, but also all kinds of CEOs and leaders are here. Why is this getting so much attention?
Well, it's going to be a busy week in New York. There's the UN General Assembly meeting. It's preceded by this meeting called the High-Level Meeting on Non-Communicable Diseases, which are another word for chronic diseases. There's the Clinton Global Initiative, so it's going to be full of a lot of, you know, heavy hitters, politicians, and celebrities.
And bad traffic in New York, it sounds like.
Yeah, is there ever good traffic in New York?
So you have all these dignitaries coming to town because the United Nations has its annual meeting in September, and then they're going to talk about cancer and other diseases like that.
I think what's going to be the biggest challenge, we've talked about there's not enough money to do everything. The other difficulty is that cancer is clearly one of the big killers worldwide. It's a big killer in poor countries, just like these infectious diseases. But a lot of these kinds of cancers are not easy to treat. They're not simple or cheap to treat. And so some are fairly easily treated. And so the trick is we're going to have to perform triage at some level, and it's not clear who can do that. We're going to have to decide which diseases are too expensive and too complicated to treat and which ones are not, if we expand the global health agenda.
And I bet nobody at a United Nations level meeting wants to say things like that. Well, we just can't treat those diseases.
Yeah, actually, I talked to a top official in the Obama administration who, well, does not want to be named, who said it is the big elephant in the room at this meeting. How do you decide? I mean, triage is a battlefield term where you decide to let some people die. Some people who are wounded too badly, you let them die. So nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to pit one disease against another. So it's going to be a difficult discussion.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Paulson is KPLU's Global Health and Development blogger. He's in New York reporting on the discussions for Humanisphere. You can read more at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.